It's a pleasure to welcome back Arch Crawford at the helm of Crawford Perspectives now, since I think the Dow Jones first came into inception. Is that right, Arch?
Pretty close. Started watching the market in December of 54. I was 13.
You know, before the show, we were talking about the surprising rise in crude oil and how that tends to sometimes precede the precious metals and some of the other commodities higher. And you also have some bearish thoughts on U.S. equities.
Yes. Well, that has been going on a while. We went short in January, and we predicted the top day within a day in the January letter, which, of course, the top was Jan 26, and we were saying it looked like it might, something like that might happen around the 25th. Stayed somewhat bearish, and of course we're getting there rather rapidly again here with the Dow down 8 days in a row, and it was down, I think, 3.9% or something like that. It was a pretty good drop for 8 days, but the other major indices did not confirm in that same record-setting way, but what does confirm is that the foreign markets are off. I think one of the market letter writer was says his index of the foreign markets was off 6.9 on the year to date. Of course, my favorite is Shanghai, which from intraday high to Friday's low was off over 21%.
You might agree some of the fundamentals driving, maybe pushing these markets underwater a bit, talk of an additional $200 billion in sanctions or tariffs against our largest trading partner, China, of course, the second largest economy in the world. That's on top of $50 billion with our nearby neighbors, Mexico, Canada. They're also expanding that to include automobile sanctions on Europe. Oh, the EU ministers are threatening sanctions against the United States.
I've got the moon on the midheaven in Capricorn, and Capricorn is politics. I think I have a very good handle on politics, ahead of most people without the real information on the inside. Of course, they've got it, they may have it nailed, but even the insiders occasionally get hit by a surprise or someone with an opposing opinion.
Did you run across that article last week that claimed Washington, D.C. had the highest per capita rate of psychopaths?
Specifically on the gold chart on the weekly on the back of the letter shows that it came right back down to a light line. It was the bottom line of a rising channel. And there was a light one, and then there's a heavier one. Well, it broke the light one on Friday and went down a little further. It went down to the heavy support line. So it's still holding. It has the potential of either bouncing from here or gapping down in a more major way.
Do you feel that the rally we'd seen earlier in the year and the end of last year has come to an end?
As long as the lower channel line holds, yes, it will go higher. But I'm concerned about it. And a little bit lower is the 200-week moving average. It's down about 1241 or two. So that's really like the last hope. If that holds, it could still go up, but I would prefer that the lighter line had held, and I strongly prefer that the heavy line, slightly lower line that is parallel to it, I want to see that hold.
Silver and the XAU held up relatively well last week at closing near break even, while the yellow metal sold off. Gold is obviously sensitive to the volatility in the U.S. dollar strength there, and we've seen that strength on several fronts. I mean, firstly, I mean, the tariffs, at least on paper, might temporarily, at least early on, benefit the U.S. That's the thinking by some analysts. And then we've had a hawkish Fed, which just last week continued to indicate we'll probably see at least one more, maybe two more rate hikes this year. Higher rates tend to bode well for the greenback and less so for our metals, which don't offer a yield in some of their forms, in the physical form. Anything in the constellations that might suggest we could see one of those emergency moments?
Well, we have two terrible eclipses this month, in July. And the real big thing that's scary, the first one is lunar eclipse, and it's conjunct Pluto in both latitude and declination. We had a good one in 1986 in April, a lunar eclipse conjunct Pluto, and 4 days later Chernobyl melted down. So it's comparable to that. That one raised the radiation levels around the whole world. And then the next one, the 27th, I think, I forget which is conjunct and which is opposite. On the 12th, we have the solar eclipse, 20 degrees Cancer, 10:47 p.m. Eastern Daylight, opposes Pluto. So the one on the 27th will be conjunct, the solar eclipse conjunct Mars. So this one is a lunar eclipse on the 27th, but this Mars closest and brightest since 2003 on the day of the lunar eclipse.
That sounds ominous.
The last time we had that kind of event, or the kind of event where there was a lunar eclipse and Mars was opposite Pluto at the same time, and they formed a grand cross, a great cross, grand cross. You know, Sun opposite Moon, Mars opposite Pluto, and they went all at 90-degree angles to each other. Predicted, I said, there will be coercion, the use of force, a large explosion, and heartlessness or cruelty, August the 2nd to the 7th, 1990. And Barron's thought that was such a cute prediction that they printed it in their stock market section, you know, of quotes from different letters. Saddam Hussein unexpectedly attacked Kuwait. I got two phone calls from the United States and three from Europe, and nothing ever said about it at all after that.
You say from the United States, was that from the State Department or the Pentagon?
These were people who read about it in Barron's and just were interested.
I bet. I mean, they want to know, hey, what does Arch know that we need to know?
Yeah, well, on the other one, when I predicted 9/11, the FBI called me from Phoenix.
Were you then living in Arizona at the time, or were you still in New York?
Yeah, I was here from 96. There's a stock market guy who's done a lot of work for some of the hedge funds. It's a known name, and I can't think of it right this minute. He told him to call me. He said, well, you ought to see what this guy Crawford said. He predicted the U.S. will be at war around the 7th or 8th.
So you actually might be picking up on some of this backpedaling following the, let's call it air quotes, successful summit between North Korea and the United States and Singapore. I was thinking in terms of your ominous sign that's coming up and the potential for new warfare.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if it'll be us. That eclipse last year.
Back to the markets. Anything else you see that investors should be watching for? What about U.S. equities? Do you think that we're nearing the ultimate nadir? If you look at the charts, I know you're a technician. If you exclude the constellations and those calculations for a minute, from a purely technical perspective, a long consolidation at these levels might imply a Dow 40, 50,000 or higher.
Well, that's if the dollar goes, the value is going to go up that much.
The value hinges on a currency crisis, and just as we saw in Weimar and other places recently in Venezuela, with $35 billion bolivar per ounce of gold, when it was one-to-one parity with the U.S. dollar just last year. These things can unfold quickly. Most of my guests seem to think that we'd never see anything like that here. What do you think?
I agree. Every crash has occurred during the same part of the Mars-Uranus cycle, the same 40%. I wrote an article about it when there had been like seven of them, and now there have been 10 of them. And so all the projections have been accurate. But the thing is, it's a two-year cycle, so it doesn't, there are a lot of times when it doesn't crash. It's hard to say which one it will be. But I've managed to call them in time to catch the major movement, and sometimes the top to the day.
I see what looks like an almost end of days, or more like a 1939-1940 Warsaw scenario unfolding here in the United States. Incidentally, so does Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Well, I studied the numbers that were coming out from the New York Stock Exchange from 7% to 80%, 5%. They never mentioned after that what the planetary aspects, 26 to 30, are negative. The worst are July 26th to 30th, July 1st, 12th to 16th, 20th, 25th to 27th, and August 1st and 2nd. So I don't think we're going to go screaming back up again anytime soon.
If you were building a portfolio right now, you wouldn't even think about it right now, but let's just say you had to. Where would you be overweight and where would you be underweighting?
I would be overweight shorts. And if I had to buy longs, well, there's all these things you can buy long now that are short positions in all kinds of ETFs now. But a hedge fund probably would not like you to put that much into shorts anymore after the last few years. They were big on shorting before, and I think they will be again.
So you think then that it's time to, if you've had some good luck in stocks, to maybe hedge yourself or even lighten up? Do you see bonds as an alternative?
Yeah, but I think you better buy the highest rated bonds.
What do you think of the ETF, the U.S. dollar, ticker UUP?
This is DX on my system, and it's now bouncing around 94. Yeah, okay, the dollar index is in my newsletter. And I'm looking for a pullback from like 94 to 95 down to 91. And if it does that, it'll be a perfect, and then heads back up, it'll be a reverse head and shoulder bottom.
Okay.
I'm 100% short in the newsletter without using full margin. Been since the middle of January.
Arch Crawford, always a pleasure. Thank you. You want to tell people more, please, about Crawford Perspective?
41st year, 2 days from this recording. We have some of the best records in the business, being number one market timer for several different periods since we've been publishing. And to reach it, it's crawfordperspectives@earthlink.net, or just Google Arch Crawford. That'll be the first or second one to come up is the website. And you can sign up on the website, or you can call the office. We like you to send a check. And that's Crawford Perspective. That's the email. And the phone number is 520-577-1158.
All right, Arch, we appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you very much.